I'm grateful for your time today, sir. I appreciate you coming on to talk about this. This is something that my audience cares a lot about because
I'm thinking like, you know, knowing your audience, they're the only people who's interested in me as your audience.
But they are doing all of these reports, and they understand that not too many people are reading them, if anybody. And so I mean, you've been on this issue for a long time, making sure that the GPR modernization tenants are really paid attention to and executed. Maybe we start with what was lacking in that bill that requires you to pass legislation that comports with what OMB wants to do, sir?
Well, GPR was a good step forward. I remember GPR said we need to narrow agencies' goals to a defined, limited set of goals. One thing you know in management, if you've got 50 goals, you have no real priorities. So it was, what are your top priorities? It then required for the first time ever agencies to identify programs not only that were best performing, but were least performing, and try to report this on a timely manner. If we're going to do that, we said at the same time we need to figure out which of the reports that agencies are doing routinely that really could be eliminated. So we had this this directive that says let's identify reports that are duplicative or could be consolidated, or if times have changed, they may be posted on a more regular basis. And this study points out now 376 reports from 29 agencies where actually 269 of them could be eliminated, and you can consolidate 47, and you could streamline another 29. The challenge is, so they've met the goal of the legislation, but you've got to take kind of another step now because many of the reports that are required were statutorily inserted in the original legislation. So if we have to kind of come back in and clean house, in effect, to fully implement what was identified by GPR. And now we got to do the next step, which is actually go ahead and allow these agencies to stop some of these reports or to consolidate them in a way that reduces, I think, in many cases, federal employees who are fairly stressed at this point with a whole series of other concerns, some of the busy work that doesn't really end up resulting in anything that's used.
And is it your perception that this is where this stops, or is this where this starts, this effort to try to reduce some of this work?
I think this is where it starts. What we're looking at now is what exactly is the legislative fix to go in, and we're not saying we're going to endorse all of OMB's requirements, but we want to comb through this, figure out which of these, okay, we concur with OMB on in terms of either elimination, consolidation, drill down and see which of these then would need a legislative change that might eliminate the annual report if it's, for example, if it's already posted on a regular basis online, and take this step, to one, you know, show to the federal workforce that we're not just simply trying to be additive, that we're actually trying to eliminate some of the outdated, in some cases ridiculous, repetitive requirements that we as Congress have put before folks, and hopefully continue to gain some traction so that agencies in these tight budget times can even further refine what their policy goals are, spend more time on actually implementing the policy rather than simply reporting on these activities. And what my hope is going to be is that this will also lead, you know, we start with reporting, then we're hoping we're looking at program duplication, then we're looking at program analysis of those programs that may not be actually successful that the agencies would self-identify. And some of this is going to have to then end up being towards program elimination because, as we all know, what we're faced with now with sequester is, you know, the stupid way to cut the budget. Let's just cut every program regardless of its merits, as opposed to in a tight fiscal time saying, no, let's not cut every program. Let's actually cut those programs or eliminate those programs that aren't performing.
A couple of nuggets there, Senator Warner, that I want to pull out and ask you about. You mentioned that some of this data is going online and some of this information is being published in that way, but that's, to some degree, strikes me as not the end goal of what you're trying to accomplish, because the point of it is the work and expense that goes into preparing these reports that aren't necessary, and whether something's published in paper form or digital form seems to be beside the point. Am I right there?
You are right there, but there may be some information that, you know, the normal course of operations that if it's posted, it isn't as burdensome as then going back and recollecting it at on a quarterly or annual basis. And so that's example number one. Example number two is there may be cases where we've reporting information. There are some cases agencies have been collecting data information for 20 years. They don't know it for 20 years if anybody's ever used it once. So if there seems to be no utilization of this data. In certain cases, it may be, again, information that is collected in a variety of different ways, and again, it ends up being, you know, taking that federal employee away from, you know, feeding the child or building the highway, but instead spending the money, time, you know, collecting the data on this. So I'm a big data advocate. I don't underestimate that, you know, GIPR was about trying to get better, cleaner, more, you know, user-friendly data. But I didn't want to do when we did GIPR was I didn't want to say, okay, we're going to try to require you to more timely show how you're meeting your self-identified goals and simply do that as an additive without saying, and at the same time, we're going to go back and look at what has accumulated over the years for possible elimination.
The question that I've gotten on a couple of occasions in response to this in the last couple of days, Senator, from people inside the agencies is, this is great, this will help us and allow us to do, as you're just talking about, sir, focusing on what the mission is rather than creating reports. But the question that I'm hearing is, what are they going to do to make sure that the flow of requests slows down or stops from here forward? It's fine to look backwards, as you're doing, and say, here are ones we can get rid of, but how do we make sure that moving forward, we don't create, or you and your colleagues don't create, a whole new stack of reports for people to go through?
I think that's a very valid concern, and I wish I had a great answer on trying to stop Congress from, you know, and every legislator saying what they added was their one particular information request. You know, my hope is what we're doing is a good first step here by eliminating some of the burdensome activity that isn't towards full mission. And by actually doing this, we may be able to start establishing some criteria that says, all right, before you simply add a new reporting requirement, it has to meet some criteria of usefulness or utility, or it may have to, you know, kind of self-expire if you reported for X number of period of time without any evidence that anybody ever used the data. You know, this is a new area. One of the things I've seen, not just on reports, I've seen it on, you know, as I dig deeper into regulatory reform, you know, what we're very good at in government is sometimes being additive as circumstances and situation and science changes. What we're not very good at is ever going back and going through and cleaning out the underbrush of programs, regulations, and in this case, what we're focused on, reporting requirements that have outlived their usefulness.
One of the things that I wonder also, sir, is whether the agencies, as they attempt to harness big data and understand what they have and what they can do with it, do you see a scenario where the staffs of you and your colleagues on the Hill, both sides of the Hill, could be working with the agencies to understand how they're doing that so that maybe some of the things that historically Congress has asked the agencies to do can maybe those things can almost be built in to the big data collection systems and analysis systems that the agencies are doing so that this material almost comes to the Hill automatically from the agencies?
I think that's, again, an example of where you could potentially mesh the advance of technology so that, as you said, this information is collected at the moment of action and doesn't have to then be looked at retrospectively, and if it's put into a big enough, you know, as you mentioned, big data that can then be collated or analyzed by Congress, then, you know, then it becomes more the responsibility of the congressional members and their staff to say, okay, if I want to pick this information, I just got to be able to query it in the right way to get this data because it is all collected in the data set. So I hope that again could be one of the longer-term goals, but this is, again, this is an area of kind of a, this is where private industry has moved. It is not where government has focused on yet. We are cumulative and additive. We don't do a very good job of elimination.
Because it seems to me as the agencies and the administration move more information into dashboards and performance.gov collects more information and so on and so forth, it will be easier for folks in your offices to go and pull that information down, shape it in the way that you and your colleagues as members want to see it.
Absolutely, Francis. And I think that what it also says is as we move towards these dashboards, as we move towards some more commonly accepted sets of data and metrics, then at least we're all arguing over the same set of facts. What we do now so often is because we've got so much data floating around without much context, you listen to any debate on the floor and you'll hear series of statistics pro and con about exactly the same program, oftentimes around its effectiveness. So what I hope is that what the goal of GIPR was to try on one level was to try to, again, not have an agency have, if an agency or an organization has 50 different priorities and it really has no priorities.
So
by limiting this to a smaller set and then reporting in a more cleaner, less kind of burdensome way, then policymakers, if they can say, all right, well, if these aren't really the top three priority goals or missions of this agency, then we can change them. But, if you've got that, you can measure against those goals. What we've got now is you may have 50 goals, you may have then umpteen sets of different reporting requirements on these 50 goals, and consequently the ability to actually measure the effectiveness of a lot of how our taxpayer dollars are spent is really pretty slim.
Senator Mark Warner of Virginia, I appreciate your time today. Just some nuts and bolts to wrap up. When do you expect to start to work with OMB, and when do you expect to have a bill?
We just got the report. We're going to start grinding through it. My hope is that into first quarter we could be putting something legislatively together, and I look forward to trying to work with some Republican colleagues so that, again, we can do this. There should be no D or R approach on how we try to make sure that we do a little more effective job of spending some of these dollars, and at the same time trying to make sure that with a federal workforce that is asked to do more with continuing less dollars, trying to eliminate some of this, in effect, busy work that never gets used is hopefully will be good news for our federal workforce as well.